At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Well, hey there, folks. Welcome to our Wednesday. How in the heck we compare your application with one credit pool, and we compare over 30 different lenders. Folks, let me know what you think was going on with rates. We got rates right now. Are they going to hit 6.25%? That's what we need to know from you guys. And as you guys come in, here's what we want to talk about today. We want to find out or help you figure out who's got the best rate out there. So here's the information we need from you as we go move forward. It's right down below in the screen. So if you guys wouldn't mind, if you ask a question, please give us that information and make sure fill in all the blanks so we can make sure we get you an accurate quote. How's it going, Alan?
Very good.
Rates, they're kind of shy. Here's what I saw last week. The Federal Reserve, the President Trump, hold on, I'm trying to get the volume up. My bad, folks. Last week, we had the Federal Reserve come in. We actually had Trump come in and say some things, but recently we just had the Federal Reserve come in and they said they're going to quantitative tightening, folks. That means these things are probably going to get a little bit better. So let me know what you guys think rates are going to get to. Do you think we'll be in the fives by the end of the year? I might change my estimates, but I said Q3 or Q4 this year, we'd be right about 6.25% to 6.5%, and that's where we are right now. So, Alan, what are you seeing today? A lot of home buyers or still refinances?
The last couple of days, we've been seeing more people reaching out to us for pre-approvals to buy. So I think that there's more buyers right now, but we still have definitely people reaching out for refinances. But
that's the same thing. I just got a blip right before we went live with somebody wanted a pre-approval for like $820,000. Yep. So there's still people out there buying, folks. And there's a lot of homeowners out there as well. So here's what we do. Alan and I come in and we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. So if you're a home buyer, we can be a huge help to you. If you're a homeowner, I want to introduce you to RateWatch 2.0. This is a tool we have for those out there that own their homes and they want to refinance and they just don't really know what rate or what really to do. And we'll walk you through that here in a second. So, Alan, rates are down a little bit today. Let's get over to what the markets did briefly. And here's the stock market is looking pretty darn good today. This is what I call kind of the trifecta. When you have all these up across here, you got the VIX down, you got oil probably down, but it's below $60. The only thing that's not helping today is cryptocurrencies. So you haven't heard, we were talking the other day and you're like, or last night, and it was like, what you haven't heard lately is tariffs. So it's like the tariff news is all gone. All right, you guys aren't here for that. Let's get over to, we're going to start comparing your loans, folks. So we got the first person up on the list, and let's go through it. Alan, if you wouldn't mind, let me bring in your rate sifter. So we're going to get to the rate sifter tool to show you guys how we do this. How do we use your application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. So Alan, take it away. Let's see. You take the question if you don't mind, and then if people will start posting their information. If not, I got a few scenarios for us to run through because I got two pre-approvals that maybe I can run those scenarios through you, and you can help me with the pricing and the rates. So if you don't mind, take this one or just take the question if you don't mind.
Yep. Hi, Dan, would you be able to include ARMs in your live rate war? Yes. So let's compare that to a traditional 30-year, let's say on a purchase.
Let's see if we have an example here. If anybody has, let's see. Hello, guys. Why are there two 15-year rates in Mortgage News Daily? Freddie Mac is lower and updated weekly. Why are there, you might be saying, why is there not 30-year? Where's he saying that? Hold on. Hey guys, 15-year. I don't know what they're talking about. Why are there two 15-year conventional rates in Mortgage News Daily? I'm looking at it right now, and there's only one. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae both have their own rates, but they really don't vary much. So, but let's go back. But thanks for including that in there. So, Alan, take it away, buddy.
Yeah, so let's just say we have a purchase. Someone's buying 650, putting down 20%, high credit score in Illinois. This is a 30-year fix. So let's see what that is, and then we'll do an ARM next. All right. So, yeah, 6 1/8, 30-year fixed. Pretty good. We went over this last week with the ARMs, and I'm not seeing how they're lower.
Seriously.
But let's take a look. So let's look at a 5-year ARM. I'm thinking 6.4. 6 1/8. So same exact rate. I would recommend not to do an ARM if you're getting the same rate for sure. Let's look at a 7-year. A little higher. So, yeah, I'm still not seeing a break in the rates for the ARMs. And I guess, I mean, we have almost 30 lenders we reported here. So,
yeah,
not seeing it. But yeah, the other gentleman that was asking about the Mortgage News Daily, I think there's different tabs on there where you can select who's reporting, Freddie Mac, and then some other.
Oh, I gotcha. Institution. Rates, today's rates volatility. Yeah, I still don't see there's two 15 years. That's okay.
Anyhow.
So we went back and forth on this. So here, let me, if you're just joining us, here's what we're trying to do today, folks. We have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. So what we have on Wednesdays, we kind of just want to show you guys behind the scenes. So this is what we do. So what we ask each week is for home buyers, home people, if you're looking to refinance, join us and give us your criteria. What's your, all your data, and we'll pull it up and you're going to see how we're going to pull up pricing from this engine. It includes, I think, about 20 something lenders. We do have two other systems that we use. We have over 30 different lenders, and this is what we do. So just so you understand what we do, Alan and I work at People's Bank and Trust. That gives us a federal license with all 50 states, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. So we'd love to be able to help you. So let's get back into this. We noticed last week was a lot of, even we had, I think, Yahoo Finance or something like that coming in. They're like, the ARM rates are really good. But when we price these things out, when we call pricing, when we run the rates, we just can't find them. So we don't know if these are like community banks or what that incorporate in here. But let's see. I think we have, who do we have? El Tartaro. So El Tartaro, Alan, if you can run this one for us, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Home value 295. So this is a refi. Where'd it go? Loan amount, $199.5.
So what he's doing, he's plugging in all the data fields that we need. So if you reach out to somebody for a quote, hopefully you're reaching out to us, is we need all the data below, because if you just miss one little piece of information, and Alan will show us in one of these examples. Because there's programs available for home buyers, and even if you're refinancing, if your income's kind of low, you might think it's low, but if you're hitting 80% of the area median income for your area, you might even have some perks to the rate just because of your income. So a lot of times when we're competing against other banks and lenders, that's missed a lot of times by the competition, which is great for us. But we want to make sure we're meticulous on this stuff. So let me know if you guys, what kind of rate you're looking at right now that you're at, if you're watching this video, because you're trying to figure out what's going on with rates. So hopefully you have a rate in mind. Where do you think rates will be by the end of the year? Do you think we'll be at 5.99? Give me a thumbs up, or at least let me know what you think the rate would be by the end of the year. So Alan, take it back
over. Yeah. So El Tart, whatever that gentleman's name is. Yes. 20-year, you're at 5.625 is an option, which is really good. 15-year, let's see. I've been seeing closer to 5 even on these. 15-year, not much different. So, yeah, 5.625 for this gentleman.
So now, I mean, what we always talk about, too, is, you know, especially people that are looking to refinance or trying to get a quote from us. The biggest thing is, you know, the rate and the fees. So if you guys, if you'd let me, let us know, and this is for Alan and I to know, when you refinance, we're talking to just refinancers right now. If you've refinanced your house in the past, how much did it cost you? You know, if you can list that down below, I'd appreciate it. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Alan. Take it away from there, if you would.
Yeah, no problem. So this option, the 20 and 15 year, looks to be right around the same rate of 5.625. So, you know, when that's the situation, I would probably recommend doing the 20 year because you have the same interest rate, but, you know, the lower payment in the event of, you know, something happening that month where the 15 year might be too expensive for you, but, you know, having the same rate is ideal.
Well, how much, if he were to take this rate, how many points does he have to pay for that? What's his closing cost? Just a ballpark. If he's looking to refinance, you know, how many points are you charging? What's your fee? And all, well, it's my fee as well, but yeah. What's our fee? If you could explain that, how it all works as well.
Yeah. Most of the time we're able to do it where there's no points being charged, no underwriting fees. So you're only paying the third party fees. So that's going to be, you know, that's something that we can look at, but I would think that the average is going to be $3,000 to $5,000 for third party fees. And then if you escrow, you'd have to establish a new escrow account, but you know, that's
not. So really what are the third party fees that I would have?
Yeah. You know, if there's an appraisal that's needed, that's typically about $600. Credit reports, $120 now. Title, anywhere between probably $800 to $1,500.
We have that new title transfer system too. That's what I have a testimonial coming out on Saturday, actually, folks. We had our first closing where we educated this young man and his wife on how to use his builder credits. And he's joining us. He actually joined me the other day. We did a video. So that video testimonial will be out this weekend. Check it out. It's pretty cool. I was able to coach him through this whole process. We end up refinancing him at a 5.99 rate. All his fees were $500 for the appraisal. And he bought in July. And during this whole process, he won't make his first mortgage payment until December. So those are the areas where we can really help you out. And what we come on each Wednesday is just to help explain to you guys kind of what we do for rates and fees. There's a whole bunch of other stuff we can help you with. So if you would, let's go to, I know we got more up here, so let's go to the next one. I'll try to keep track of them within this. And then Alan, you could take the questions if you don't mind. If you could take that one.
Yeah. 800 purchase price, 30% down, zip code. I have it pulled up, buying in New York. What will be the rate? Well, we would need to know the credit score, but I'm assuming it's high. Let's use 800.
800 purchase, 30% down. You're probably doing good. Pretty well.
Yeah. 5.99, 30-year fixed.
So it's there. So I'm going to do a video today, and I know I'm going to get a lot of people pissed off because the headline is going to be 5.99. They're like, well, I can't get 5.99. So you had it. You guys validated it here today. 5.99 is available, and how much is the cost? It's got to cost them a ton of money to get that rate, right?
Actually, we're giving them money.
Whoa.
Giving them $459.
You're going to find again in that testimonial on Saturday. I had this young man join us. It's awesome. That's all I got to say. Okay. So let's get to the next one. So, who do we have here?
Yeah.
Well, Jeet, if we can help you, please reach out to us. All our information, just go to the rateupdate.com. Here's our website. Here. Oh, I'm sorry. Alan, can you pull it up just so I don't mess you up? Can you pull up just the rateupdate.com? I just want to show them a couple little features we added to that, to the new website. Sorry, I don't want to turn you off and turn you on and turn you off. We might have some technical difficulties. Can you get in or no? You're having Wi-Fi problems today, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can bring up on my end.
Well, hang on. Here we go. Okay, I'm in.
Okay, so here's our website, folks, and I'm just navigated through you real quick. If you're a homeowner right now, and you want us to navigate your rate because you're like, okay, rates are all over the board. One day they're up, one day they're down. How do I monitor this? Let us monitor it for you. We have RateWatch 2.0 right through there. Just click it, fill out the information. What you're doing basically is you're just telling me, here's the information on my house, and I want X amount is a rate to refinance. What I'll do is I'll reach out to you and I'll say, okay, here's the rate, hit it. So don't be surprised if I call you and email you and say, okay, here's your new payment. Here's your savings. Here's the fees. And here's your break-even point. If it makes sense, we move on. So that's what we wanted to just present to you guys today. That was a new feature we just did. If you did the refinance or rate watch one, please do this one. And I'll be emailing you to make sure we update that information in there. So let's get to the next one we got here. Over here. So let's go. And Alan, hi, Dan. We recently refinanced our home at 5.6 for a 20-year on 710. Property value 950. I was wondering if interest rates would make sense worth considering refinance. No, on a 20-year. No. Well, Alan, you can run it, but I wouldn't.
I'm wondering what interest rate would make it worthwhile to refinance again. Yeah. He'd probably want to get down to low fives in order for it to make sense.
Let's do this. Can you run it? Just see for kicks if they paid maybe a half a point or some fees, could they get down, you know, to five? I don't think so. Well, it's a 20-year.
So 950. 710. He didn't put the zip code in, but that shouldn't make much of a difference.
No.
Did he have a credit score? No, he doesn't. But, you know, let's just say it's 780, 20-year. All right. All right, let's just open this up real quick.
Can you explain what you're looking at?
Yeah, so a lot of people look for this. It's called a rate stack. Basically, it shows you what each rate is charging or giving in credit in increments of eighth, 0.125. So right here at 5625, they're shown a credit. But if, let's say, if he wanted a rate of five, well, that's going to be a lot of money. It's going to be $17,000 to get that rate.
Stay put.
Five and an eighth is a $5,000 difference. So I would say for it to make sense for him, he's going to want the rates to be down right around the low fives.
Yeah.
With as little cost as possible. So we're not there yet, unfortunately, but.
So what should he do?
He should fill out the Rate Watch 2.0.
My man. So if you're still with us, go to the rate update and go hit Rate Watch 2.0, plug in this exact data and then put in there you want contacted when rates hit like five. What will happen is if and when they hit there on a 20-year, yours truly will be reaching out to you. I'll text you, call you, and email you and say, hey, your rate watch just triggered. So let's go to, we got another one down here. This looks like it might be a bank statement loan. Take it away, Alan.
Yeah, jumbo bank statement loan, excellent credit, $1.5 million purchase, $300,000 down to be finished December. I can go to a different website, most likely for those bank statement loans, but let's just try it out here. A lot of times the lenders that are traditional full doc report their rates here, but let's take a look. 1.5.
That would be, you know, I never run any of the DSCRs or bank statement loans or anything through the system. Do you?
Not really. No, just because, a lot of lenders don't even report that, but I'm going to try. bank statement.
Let me know if you guys are watching this. What you most likely are homeowners, or you're getting there, or whatever. What rate do you guys have? You know, because there's a lot of people out there. We have that Rate Watch tool we've been tracking. I can't believe how many people are in like the high sevens and even low eights. A lot of the low eights already got already refinanced, but they're still anything.
This one doesn't have many options. It has one lender pulled up, but I would say that we would probably want to look at this more on a case by case basis. But I would think that you'd be close to seven, maybe a little under.
A good way to do this is we can do this one-on-one with you guys. You can go to the Rate Update, our website, and you can actually schedule a consultation. It'll be me or Alan. And a lot of times I do most of mine on video because I want you guys to see this stuff. You know, when you're putting in your application, we can help you with that. And then even with your credit and things like that, we can show you on the screen, and you'll find that on the testimonial as well. One of the biggest perks that we had from a lot of our customers is they're like, you do videos throughout the entire process to explain everything to me for my situation. So check out our systems. They're pretty darn cool. We have somebody coming in from Okie Dokie. Okie Dokie, you've been here. Okie Dokes. I've seen your tag, I think, before, but coming from Utah. Well, thanks for joining us today from Utah. Alan, it is yours, my man.
30-year refi, 755 appraisal, 685 loan amount, 760 credit.
Swing Dog, what's your current rate? Maybe we can even run our refinance calculator, see if it makes sense or what your break-even point would be. So what's your current rate, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, so this one, the loan to value is at 90.73. I would encourage us to look at 90.
Listen to the man up there. He's the expert. But,
let's see if that makes a difference. $6,375, getting $1,700 back.
That'll probably cover your... That $1,700 probably cover most or all the closing costs.
I mean, even at 6 1/8, it's only costing $1,700. It's not bad.
Remember, if this works for you, just go to the website. If it doesn't work, if the rate's still too high, make sure you fill out the Rate Watch tool. That's what it's there for, folks.
Yeah. If at 90, it makes any difference. Actually, worse. That's so crazy.
They want that MI. That's what we used to talk about a lot of times. It's like, okay, put down 9% and then make a lump sum payment afterwards, and you're going to get a better rate. There's tools that we can help you with all this stuff. Okay, let's keep going. I don't want people to sit on hold. So are we good with that one?
Again,
Swing Dog, if that works for you, go to the Rate Update. Let us know. Give comments down below. But if it doesn't work for you, you're tracking rates, go to the Rate Tracker. That's what I created it for. Is that one? Did we do that one?
This one's new.
So okay.
15-year loan, 800 credit score, loan amount 575, 825 home. All right. Yeah, this looks good.
I would like to see what this rate's going to look like. Anything in the fours?
5625. What's
that? Doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that 5375 would be an option with some of the lenders that we have outside of this system. So
again, what we try to do, the whole concept behind this is we just want to show you the tools in the background, how we, you know, when I come out there and say one application, one credit pool, we're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. Here's what we do. A lot of other systems like LendingTree and things like that, what they do is they take your data. Now they have that data and then they sell it. And they sell it to everybody and anybody that wants to buy that data. We don't do it. So what I track this stuff myself. Actually, every day we go through Excel spreadsheets. We use AI to help us. And this is what we do for us. So if the rates don't work for you today, if you're a homeowner, you know, make sure you check out the Rate Watch tool. If you're in here and you're like, okay, I need some help buying, we also have, there's more rates on the sidelines that we have as well. And we don't know your situation. So you have to make sure you're getting in the right program. And then we start looking at what the rates are going to be and especially what those fees are going to be. So let's keep moving down through that one. We might be able to help you out. But what I'd suggest you do on this one, go to the Rate Watch tool, put it in and say you want to rate at 5.375. That's 0.5% lower than you have now. And that your loan size is probably going to save you a good amount of money. So go to the Rate Watch tool and make sure you plug in your data for that one. So let's go to the next one, Alan.
All right. 30-year current rate of 7.99. This person needs to refinance no matter what. But
Carlos, I'm going to give you my personal cell number so you can call me as soon as we're done.
Yeah. All right. So I punched everything in. They should be really improving their situation. Look at this. 5.87. Well, wait. Is that a 30-year? Yeah, 30-year. 5.875.
Two percentage points you can drop. You got to do this like now. So this one, go to the rateupdate.com, hit in the refinance tab. We'll track your loan, Carlos, in your email or whatever. Send me an email or Alan an email when we're done. I'll give you my email address is Dan at theRateUpdate.com. Shoot me an email if you would, Carlos, and I'll make sure that we get back with you right after the show. But thank you so much for joining. Who do we got here? We got Swing Dog. What were we able to get that person? The Swing Dog. You remember?
6.375 sounds right. Or maybe a lot lower than 7.5.
Yeah. So you would be at least 1 point lower. What was Swing Dog's
6.85 loan amount? That's a big saving.
You're going to save a lot of money. You're going to save a lot of money. We need you to reach out to us right just as soon as we're done. Don't call us yet, but reach out to us. That's what we do this for, folks. You're going to save a lot of money. Okay, let's get to the next one. Bank statement loan was quoted at 7% a month ago. Regular jumbo rate was 6.7. As the jumbo rates go down, do my bank statement rates go down? I'll answer that one. The bank statement programs, they're kind of boutique programs. What they're called are non-QM loans. And there's not a lot of regulations with them. And their rates don't change as often. Other rates, like when we're monitoring right now, these change throughout the day, believe it or not. If you're new to my channel, you know, check it out. A lot of times I'll show you the little bubbles in the charts to show you when companies or banks reduce their rates. But the bank statement programs, it's usually the rates probably don't change for, you know, 30 days or so, unless there's a major move in the market. But here's what I would suggest you do, okie dokes. That rate's pretty good. What are the fees? So if you could, here's a tool. Alan, can you bring up the rate update? If you guys have a quote out there, this is, even if you have quotes and you're like, okay, what can you guys do for us? We have a tool on our website as well. It's called Loan Estimate Review. So if you have a loan estimate, let's say you even have a mortgage statement. You want us to review it and see what's there. Can we compare it to other lenders or whatever? Just click that. Upload your loan estimate. Tell us your credit score and when you're looking to close, and we'll have a video out to you within 24 hours. Let you know exactly what we can do for you. So that's kind of how the bank statement programs work and so forth. So let's keep going if we would. Today's those jumbo rates are at 6 flat. So okay. Let's go to the next one. What do we got here? Filled out the rate tool the other week. My thoughts behind refis is that they makes best sense for a lower term and roughly same payment. Is that the wrong mindset? No. You guys hear my feedback all the time. Alan, what's your take on this?
I mean, I think it matters on the your actual situation. If you're able to make your current payment comfortably and live the way you want to live, I would reduce the term and pay the same. But if you're needing to save, you know, $300-$400 a month just to make your life easier, then I would say go for the 30 year. It's going to be different each person. That's my mindset.
Yeah, and I'll read it through one more time, and I'll give you my thought. Fill out the rate watch. My thought behind refinance, it makes sense, best sense for a lower term. I'll stop that for 1 second. Here's what might make sense. If you're in your loan for 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah, go to a 25 year or 20 year if you can. If you've been making 6 payments, it's not going to really matter. I mean, yes, can we do a 29 year term? Yeah. But that's might be what you want to do. But it, like Alan was saying, do you need the maximum savings? A lot of people right now, they're struggling. So, you know, what we're working on too behind the scenes is a debt consolidation calculator for you guys to go into it and maneuver the numbers the way you want it to be and structure the loan. And then it's like, oh, it makes sense. then you can reach out to us and say, okay, I already structured this thing. Now help me get in the right program. But you know, that your thoughts are perfect. If you can afford the payment, God bless you. You know, refinance to that payment to that term, because you're reducing the term, you're also going to get a better rate. Okay, so let's keep moving through. Hit the like. Thanks, guys. Yeah, hit the like. Hit the like and thanks, guys. I would love a little more participation, folks. You know, let us know if you're watching this. You're probably a homeowner right now looking to refinance. Let us know the rate that you have. And we can run some scenarios. Alan, any scenarios that you would like to run that just might make some sense or whatever? Like a lot of people that I'm seeing right now, we're getting a lot of FHA yeah. and VA borrowers. And if you're in an FHA or VA loan, the refinance is really simple. Alan will explain to you how, if you're in an FHA or VA loan, you can probably refinance, no appraisal, no income checks. And it, I mean, you could probably get it done within 2 weeks.
Yeah. So let's look at like a streamlined refinance. FHA. So a streamlined refinance is just that. It's as long as you're making your monthly payment on time, there's really not a way to not get approved. There's no appraisal, no income documentation. There's not even a verification of employment. So it's a very streamlined process. So let's say 720 credit score, 425 loan amount at value of 475. That should be a really good rate. 549.
Okay, but do a favor, because a lot of people that are looking at an FHA loan might be credit challenged.
All right.
Let's just face it. And in the past, that's where everybody kind of went. Nowadays, it might be a good idea to take a FHA loan, even if you got great credit. But most of the time, it's for people that have less than stellar credit. So you know, if you got into the low or mid sixes, what's that rate look like? Is it that much worse?
660 credit score. 5625.
That's a 30-year fixed.
30-year fixed.
So, okay, I got to do some new videos because we just ran a refinance on a pretty big loan that was in the fives. We just ran an FHA refinance with somebody in the 600 credit scores in the fives. What's VA look like? So if you're a veteran out there, let's say you even have you think you had a good rate. You closed a year ago and you got bought it down to 6.875. You got a VA person. Bought the house a year ago, really has no equity into it, 400 grand, you know, and if you're a veteran, here's the bad news about VA loans. 12% of veterans use them. So if you know a veteran out there, share this video with them.
Yeah. So 660 credit score, 5625. It's a fantastic deal.
Right after this live event, folks, you're going to have to call Alan because I'm going to start doing some more videos on rates this low, because I don't think the public, nor did I know that, you know, I do the reports every day at this rate and that rate, but I don't run a ton of scenarios like you do. So the rates are, man, they're in the fives. And the 10-year treasury is just teetering at the 4.01 mark. So if that gets below four, the refinances, if you guys need to be ready if you're a homeowner out there. So let's look at some, if anybody's on here with us, any home buyers. So let's say, Alan, just tweak this one if you don't mind. Let's say this is they're looking to buy the house. A veteran, same scenario. Let's say they want to put no money down. Is the rate worse?
Let's see.
So a VA purchase out there. Can we get sub six? Drum roll.
Wow. 5625. That's the magic number.
Wow. Okay, folks. Well, rates, it looks like they're in the fives. So if you're refinancing and you're in the sevens, please reach out to us as soon as you can. People are already calling in. So let's go. Is there any other scenarios you'd like to talk about, or any situations that you came across to you this week that was like, that was kind of cool?
Let's look at an FHA debt consolidation. We're seeing quite a bit of that. So let's say the home's worth 475 and they want to use, they, you know, they might be in the home for a little bit. They have some equity built up. So they're going to do the maximum. They're going to go up to 80% loan to value on a 475 purchase. Let's say they're consolidating a bunch of debt and their credit score is really damaged because of this. So let's say it's 580. So let's see what that looks like. I'm thinking mid sixes. What? Hang on. What's going on? Oh, it's because of Texas. Texas can't do cash out. So Illinois. Six and an eighth. So if you're looking to consolidate some debt and your credit score is at a 580, we can cash you out up to 80% of the value at a six and an eighth rate.
Just for kicks, shits and giggles, I guess. Click that. What would it cost them to get 599? I'm just curious.
$1,200.
Jesus. 599 rate, 580 credit score, maxed out cash out to consolidate all the bills that are 20% interest rates. Pretty good deal. Let's see if we got any other questions. Oh, we got a rental property coming in. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah. Rental property refi, 20-year loan, balance 390. Okay, so we're going to do conventional rate and term.
Alex, what's your current rate? That's where I'd be interested in. Do you have a do you have a 30-year term or a 20? And what's your current rate? I'd love to know.
33470. That's in Florida. 790 credit score, investment property. This will be interesting to see what we come back at.
It's all over the map.
Six and an. Wow. For a rental property.
No, it can't. Double check that pricing if you don't mind. I'm not doubting you. That just seems it's an investment property.
This is why right here. 65 loan to value.
Gotcha. Explain. Can you explain to this person or anybody else watching? How does all the different things that you plugged in here, how does it really affect your rate? Because I think some people, you know, when you post, the rates get posted, we use Mortgage News Daily. There's a bazillion companies you can use. You know, there's a 30-year fixed rate. So a lot of people might think, well, that's the rate. So why aren't you giving me that rate?
Explain. Yeah. Why. Yeah. So the key word there is going to be loan level pricing adjustments, or I should say keywords. So that's going to be, you know, each loan has different parameters that are met, like your occupancy. The loan to value is huge. The loan level pricing adjustments, 65% or below, are a lot less. So if this was at 70, I would think the rate would be quite a bit higher. So, you know,
does the system show the LLPAs?
Yeah. Well, just right here. So, you know, if it's over 65, the hit to the rate would be probably almost 2%. So, the lower the loan to value, the lower the risk. Lower the risk, the better the rate. So, you know, loan level pricing adjustments is the main thing. Credit score is another one. You know, 780 or higher is considered the best for mortgage credit. And it goes in 20-point increments. So, you know, 760 to 779 is the next tier down. The term, the 30-year term would have a higher rate. So there's quite a bit of LLPAs that you need to definitely look at to see if how it's going to impact your rate.
Yeah. The main points are your credit score is huge. Loan to value, which is the loan amount divided by the value of the property, the lower the better. What kind of property is it? A single family home, a duplex, a four unit, a condo? All these little things, they affect your rate. Now, somebody just asked a question, which is a great question. Where did it go? About zip codes. Let's see. zip codes. How does a zip code play a role in rates?
Yeah, I'll take it. Well, there's a few programs out there like Home Ready, Home Possible. So based on the income for that area, will determine if you qualify for that program, which would have a little bit lower rates. And obviously that's based on the zip code. Another thing is your loan amount. If you are over a certain loan amount, you're considered jumbo. And that loan amount limit is different based on the zip code. So there's a few, it doesn't have an impact on a lot of loans, but definitely certain loans, the zip code makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Especially if you're in like California, certain areas where you, in most parts of the country, $800,000 loan is, that's a big loan. In California, it's not. So California has, that's one of the states that has what we call higher loan limits. Alex posted there 30 year at 6.5. You remember what that one pulled up at, Alex, the rental? Man, that, you must have been in that property for a while to be 6.5 on a rental. You didn't buy that in the last, you must have had that for a while, or you just bought it. Okay, so that is that part. Does anybody else have any other questions out there? Anything else that you'd like to cover, Alan, that we didn't? So we went over credit scores, how do you access. So to recoup things, if you don't mind, just if there's anything else you want to add, then we'll go through, and I just want to hit all the highlights and make sure they know how to get us as well.
If anyone out there is really considering refinancing, reach out to us. We'll work up a quote. We'll prepare a video going over really everything, the estimated fees, your escrow, the payoff, what your payment will be, what the fees will be, if it makes sense. We can do that all for free. So, it doesn't cost you anything to check, find out. But if you don't find out, it could be costing you a lot by paying more than you need to, for sure.
Great choice. So yeah, I don't, and right now, even myself, I don't know where rates are going to go. I think they're going to stay in this sweet spot for a while. There is a lot of things in front of us that are concerning. The deficit, are tariffs going to be legal? Is the government shutdown going to continue? So the only thing I can say is if you're a homeowner right now and you want us to monitor this rate for you, to find a sweet spot in rates, go to our website and hit the Rate Watch tool to make sure you can put in that information. What we're going to do, folks, is we don't sell the data. I'll monitor it. And when the rate hits where you want it to hit, I'll be reaching out to you. We'll give you a call, text, email, and make sure that we go over the numbers with you. I want to thank you guys for joining us today. Make sure you check out our videos each day. Don't forget to subscribe down below. We're trying to hit 40,000 subscribers this month. So if you guys can help us get there, I usually don't ask this, but yeah, if you could subscribe, check out our website, check out our YouTube channels. There's over 5,000 videos there. So hopefully you find something there to help you with. But other than that, Alan and I are going to get going because we got a lot of loans and a lot of people to reach back out to. So greatly, we can't do this without you guys. So thank you for joining us each Wednesday to explain to you guys how we take one application, one credit pool, and we can compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. This is how we do it. If you need some assistance from us, please reach out to us or go to the Rate Up.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.